If you're a firearms owner, and especially if you carry concealed, we invite you to enroll in a membership with our partner, the United States Concealed Carry Association, at uscca.com. The USCCA is more than 700,000 Americans from every faith, political stance, and walk of life, spanning multiple demographics. They provide life-saving education and industry-leading training, some of which comes in the form of our firearms and mental health videos that we have recently produced and which will be made available to the membership over the next 12 months. We recommend that you obtain self-defense liability insurance available through Delta Defense and the USCCA so that if you find yourself in an act of lawful self-defense, you will be prepared for what happens before, during, and after that incident. With the common mission of saving lives, Walk the Talk America is proud to partner with the USCCA and Delta Defense, and we invite you to check out all they have to offer at uscca.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Supply chains are the lifeblood of business. It's time to learn to lead in this in-demand field. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business offers an online Master of Supply Chain Management degree. This new program builds on their reputation in supply chain management and business education. Each online class blends self-paced live learning and immersive classes. Earn your Master of Supply Chain Management degree in as little as 15 months. Visit go.osu.edu/MSCM to learn more. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business, where principled leaders are created.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
They call the Kentucky Derby the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. But what precedes it is a full week of once-in-a-lifetime. Wake up to Dawn at the Downs and race until the stars come out at opening night. Win, place, and show off Louisville on 5-0 Tuesday. Celebrate where greatness is born and raised at Champions Day. And at Thurby, tradition always reigns. Don't miss the celebration that's 150 years in the racing. Derby Week 2024. Thrilling awaits. Learn more at KentuckyDerby.com.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio Blood Tees. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at ResolutionRDO.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. When you first realize you've been lied to for your entire life about race and Jewish power, lied to by your church, by your schools, and by the media, it's a natural overreaction for some of us to start thinking that everything you were ever told was a lie. Pretty soon, some of us are believing every kind of kooky theory under the sun, just because we assume that those who question any established fact are truth seekers, just like us. And that's a huge mistake. Here's an extreme example of what I am talking about. In this case, a video widely distributed on TikTok and other similar platforms. It purports to be from an anti-vaccine activist, and I myself believe that vaccines are highly questionable. But this video also seems to be perfectly formulated to dissuade educated people from ever questioning the wisdom of vaccines, because a rational person might conclude, if substantial numbers of anti-vaccine advocates are as much of a liar or a loon as this woman, better to stay as far away as possible from all of them. I apologize for the small size of the video, but I can't find a higher resolution version. The important part is in the audio, though. I'll embed it so that readers of the text version of this broadcast on nationalvanguard.org can see it for themselves. She says,
"Hey guys, I have new followers, so this one's for you. Your DNA is made up of 72,000 genome from your mom, 72,000 genome from your dad, equaling 144,000, God's perfect image, a very prominent number in the Bible. Now, these mRNA jibby jabs have the ability to go into the cell and break through its nucleus and reverse transcribe DNA into your cells. Okay? They are creating cDNA, complementary DNA, which is owned and patentable by these pharmaceutical companies. This mRNA carries instructions, a payload, and it is adding an additional 72,000 genome to your DNA, which would make it 216,000, or 600 3 score and 6, which is 600 times 60 times 6. There's your 666. Now, the initial hokey pokey works as hardware. The secondary hokey pokies work as software. And the graphene oxide works as a conductor for, you know, these toxic lipid nanoparticles and the nanotechnology to self-assemble into devices. And they are self-assembling into medical devices inside the body that will read your biometric data, and also create nanochips that are receiving and outputting information and generating a MAC address. Anyone who has these jibby jabs, you have a MAC address. You show up marked as a network on Bluetooth. You can test this for yourself. They also contain DARPA hydrogels, which form crystalline antenna and move in a fractal manner through your brain, making its way to your pineal gland. That same DARPA hydrogel is on the tip of every PCR test. And when you shove that up to your nose, it breaks the mucosa all the way up the top of your nose where it meets your brain. And the DARPA hydrogel goes into your brain, and it also has a payload. And people who took a PCR test also show up with a MAC address. Now here's the really scary part. All of these structures that have been found in these vials under a microscope, the graphene nanoribbons, the DARPA hydrogels, the self-assembled nanochips, all of that, those same structures are now being found in literally every single kind of injectable that you can think of. The flu shot, heparin, monkeypox, polio, you name it, it's in there. They are creating human hybrids with chimeric DNA. We are in the days of Noah.
The days of Noah. Give me a break. As soon as someone starts talking about magic numbers or Bible verses, you can be pretty damn sure that a huge load of crazy-making nonsense is coming your way. Right at the start of the video, the speaker, I don't know her name, shows she knows nothing about genetics by saying, quote, "Your DNA is made up of 72,000 genome from your mother and 72,000 genome from your father," close quote, which doesn't even make sense grammatically. Humans have one genome, not 72,000 or 144,000. Maybe she means base pairs. If so, she's off by tens of thousands of percent, since we have billions of base pairs in our genome. Does she mean protein-coding genes? If so, she's off by 67%, since there are around 25,000 of those in the human genome. Nowhere in the genetics literature do the numbers 72,000 or 144,000 appear as even an estimate of the number of human genes. It's important to check assertions like this. She also says a lot of other nonsensical things, but I don't have time to discuss them all. It would take days of work. And of course, it's not a sin to know nothing about genetics or grammar or any other topic. No one can know everything. But it is a sin to make important allegations about such fields when you know little or nothing. So you have to ask yourself, why did she make these totally wrong statements? There are only a few possible reasons. One, she's nuts and literally believes the things that she imagines. If so, it's obvious why we shouldn't believe anything she says. Two, she simply wants to attract followers and make money thereby. So, she says things that will get people as excited, outraged, and afraid as possible. Again, if so, it's obvious why we shouldn't believe her. Three, she's paid by some third party to say such things. This, I think, is the most likely explanation. Some possible paymasters could include the pharmaceutical companies, the CIA, the Mossad, or some other three-letter agency or Jewish entity. The goals would be to confuse anti-vaccine people with wild false theories and waste their time and efforts, and also to make anti-vaccine people lose all credibility in the eyes of those who know something about science and genetics. If she is being paid by someone to say these nutty things, then again, it's obvious why we shouldn't believe the things she says. Four, she's simply repeating what some other person has said without checking it. If so, she has just ruined her own credibility when she could have avoided that by doing a half hour's worth of reading. If she did repeat without checking, then once again, it's obvious why we shouldn't use her as a source. Yet, dozens or hundreds of people probably will use her as an authority. After all, she uses big words, so she must know what she's talking about, right? And she quotes from the Bible, so she must be a good person, right? And using her as an authority, they will damage their own credibility. just like the boys down at the agency planned all along. I don't think there is any other possible explanation for this woman's blatant pushing of crazy misinformation, except those four. Pure logic tells us that one of those four must be the real explanation. So, no matter which of the four is true, you can save yourself a lot of time and grief and embarrassment by just unfollowing and ignoring her, whoever she is. A lot of good people tend to get excited when a big TikTok influencer or other person with a following seems to be taking our side. But a lot of what we read or see on such platforms is not what it appears to be at first glance. I think the best policy is to ignore 99% of all viral videos and posts. Many, many of them are fake. Instead, I prefer to stick with known sources whose names I've known for years and who have proven themselves to be knowledgeable and honest over the very long term. Some examples of these would be Hadding Scott, the Institute for Historical Review, and historically, Revelo P. Oliver, and especially Dr. William Pierce, and many, many other good sources that can be found in a search engine I created, which taps into Google's database in a way that cancels out their quote-unquote woke bias. Check it out at flawlesslogic.com. I believe in being very skeptical of all news sources and all amazing and outraging allegations. If such allegations involve a field, like, say, genetics or astronomy or history or physics, in which I have limited knowledge, I do some deep reading on the topic in the professional literature before going out on a limb and endorsing or sharing the latest exciting claim. Now, the jibby-jab woman is an extreme example. No educated person could take her seriously, nor even most of the half-educated. But a lot of good people in our dysfunctional society are poorly educated, so she and her kind do real harm. And not all fakers are so obvious or blatant. Some are quite subtle, yet get you to believe and spread quite false, even crazy ideas or untruths. I've been fooled by people who manufactured false quotes. Israel Cohen and the non-existent book, A Racial Program for the 20th Century. The secret speech at the Budapest Conference of Rabbis. Both captured my attention for a moment before I looked more closely. The first one even briefly had Dr. William Pierce convinced. People who make things up like this may think they are helping our cause by convincing more people of the perfidy of the Jewish power structure. But in fact, they hurt us. They cast disrepute on everything we say. They make more and more of the best kind of people, people we need, people who should be joining and helping us, thoughtful people, people who carefully check sources, see us as at best careless and at worst liars. In either case, hoaxers like these quote manufacturers cause the best people to steer clear of us. Exactly what our enemies want. One almost endless, apparently inexhaustible source of crazy-making articles, websites, social media posts, and videos is the Christian identity movement, which is perennially trying to claim that, quote, Today's Jews are not the true Jews, since we are the real Hebrews / Israelites, close quote. All such claims are nonsense, of course, but they are like catnip to some otherwise rational members of our race. The reason such Christians want to make claims like this is because, one, they know that Jews are a lying enemy. For recognizing this truth, they deserve credit. Two, knowing that one is true, if they were logical and reasonable, they would also have to conclude that the Bible was written by a lying enemy, so is probably mostly lies designed to deceive us. Three, but having been raised to believe that the Bible is the Word of God, which it isn't, they simply can't emotionally allow themselves to come to the correct conclusion of two. Four, so they devise a convoluted tale in which some other tribe has impersonated the Jews and calls themselves Jews today. That tale is totally false, but it allows these believers to keep the Bible and continue believing that it was written by supposedly pure and holy true Jews and not the nasty Jews they see around them every day. They also believe that white people or some subset of white people are the true Jews or biblical Israel or God's covenant people. They use various terms. Every essential bit of this Christian identity story is fake. The Jews of today, though mixed racially, are the lineal descendants of the Jews who wrote and compiled the Bible. They are not fake Jews or imposters or any such thing. And whites are not, even in the slightest way, true Israel or anything even remotely like that. All self-styled leaders who try to convince you, using characters like Shem or Abraham or Isaac or Jacob or Esau or the like, are spouting nonsense. Neither Shem, nor Abraham, nor Isaac, nor Jacob, nor Esau, or the like ever existed. As soon as you hear someone referring to such characters as anything but myths, you can safely move on. The speaker is either ignorant or lying. I have spent most of a lifetime studying this issue, and I want my friends to be saved the trouble of going down a years-long or decades-long dead end, which is what Christian identity and all its related sects are. And it's not just Christian identity and sham anti-vaxxers. There are growing numbers of trad Catholics with crazy ideas too, infecting the movement to throw off our misrulers. I have heard some of these literally say that all science is a hoax because it denies the authority of the church and of God. Not all that different from the irrational statements of fundamentalist Protestants, with some even embracing loony flat earth beliefs. And there are plenty of other nutty theories. There were no planes on 9/11. The Rothschilds are seeding the clouds with chemtrails. It's impossible to send men to the moon, etc., etc. Some of these theories probably authored in CIA or Mossad conference rooms with the specific intent of making us look like fools. In short, stop believing comforting fairy tales. Stop believing crazy things. Don't silently tolerate crazy talk. Use logic and reason and objective observation and the wisdom of our race's greatest men to ascertain the facts of existence. Read the works of William Pierce, Andrew Hamilton, Douglas Mercer, Revelo Oliver, William Simpson, Hadding Scott, David Sims, Thomas Dalton, and others we feature here on National Vanguard and offer in our Cosmotheist bookstore. Learn how a science-based understanding of biological evolution is absolutely necessary if you want to understand our racial problem. Learn how a science-based understanding of cosmic evolution is absolutely necessary in order to understand the true nature of reality and of the divine. Take advantage of the education of a lifetime we offer for free here on nationalvanguard.org. And then, when you have at last gained an understanding of who we are and what we face, join us.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
This is the Justice Report weekly recap for March 24th to 30th, 2024. Today's story: Patriotic Alternative demonstrates for release of political prisoner Sam Melia, Leeds, United Kingdom. The pro-white nationalist organization Patriotic Alternative marched to demand the release of political prisoner Sam Melia on Saturday. The protest would be their largest demonstration to date and comes amid a surge of UK thought crime convictions, which have since gained international attention. The march, which included PA leaders Mark Collett and Laura Towler, was conducted in Leeds City Centre, drawing dozens of attendees from across the UK. The demonstration eventually made its way to Leeds Civic Hall in Millennium Square, where the group distributed leaflets and gave speeches in front of a busy crowd. "Yesterday, Patriotic Alternative held our largest flash demo to date," read a statement on PA's official Telegram page. "Attention was drawn to the draconian laws that the anti-white state uses to unfairly target patriotic people. This is just the beginning. We will continue campaigning for a stop to the political persecution of nationalists," it continued.
Today's story: middle schoolers are charged with anti-Semitic hate crimes, Calvert, Maryland. Three middle schoolers have been criminally charged over an alleged incident involving anti-Semitic harassment. The suspects, all of whom are only 13 years old, now face hate crime violations in the latest push to prosecute children for hate speech in the United States. According to the Calvert County State's attorney, three young students at Plum Point Middle School in Southern Maryland have been charged with hate crimes in connection to the harassment of a fellow Jewish student. The 13-year-old suspects are alleged to have displayed swastikas, made Nazi salutes, and directed offensive comments to a classmate because of the classmate's religious beliefs, according to prosecutors. All three of the accused were not identified due to their status as minors, and the alleged comments were not explained further. According to the Office of the State's Prosecutor, Robert Harvey, the alleged harassment began in December of 2023. The unidentified victim is then said to have contacted the state police, who filed charges after an investigation determined the accused had been asked numerous times to stop. The Maryland Department of Juvenile Services is now reviewing the case. It's frankly astonishing that nearly 400 years later, some people continue to persecute others based upon their religion, said Harvey in a request for comment by the Washington Post. Religious persecution has no place in our society. While neoliberal repression would manifest itself very quickly in defense of Jewish students at Plum Point, the same could not be said about white students in similar situations. In 2023, white students of Kenwood Elementary School in Springfield, Ohio, were forced to support Black Lives Matter by a gang of black students. A video of the humiliating incident was later released to the Justice Report through a Freedom of Information Act request, where it quickly went viral.
Today's story. A mixed-race gang is charged for the beating death of a homeless white man. Stevens Point, Wisconsin. A homeless white man who fell victim to a brutal assault by a multi-ethnic gang has now died, the Justice Report has learned. A criminal complaint tied to the incident asserts the beating was launched after the man tried to stop the group from stealing items out of unlocked cars. According to reports, 61-year-old Donald G. Mitchell Jr. was found face down on the concrete in City Parking Lot 16 after sustaining a violent attack by up to three men. Mitchell, who is believed to be living in a camper attached to his car, was transported by an ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. Due to a significant brain bleed, however, he was flown via helicopter to a different facility. The next afternoon, Mitchell died from his injuries, with doctors noting that every bone in his face had been fractured, along with several ribs. For the crime, police arrested three men aged 18 to 20 who were in the area after having been denied access to a local bar. A criminal complaint tied to the incident asserts that 18-year-old Christian J. Emerson, 19-year-old Arlen O. Sangster, and 20-year-old Brandon L. Bame had beaten Mitchell after he confronted them stealing items out of unlocked cars. The document alleges that after Mitchell had caught them rummaging through his truck, he asked them, "What are you doing in my truck? What did you take from my truck?" An eyewitness said she heard one of the men reply, "You got three big guys coming up on you. You want to mess with us?" Witnesses state that all three men had then begun to repeatedly punch Mitchell until he fell to the ground. Then, they were alleged to have kicked and even stomped the 61-year-old in the head, causing the worst injuries. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world. Become a paid supporter and gain access to our full archive of audio articles. And enjoy the Justice Report on the go.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
At Antelope Hill is proud to announce the release of a new translation, Leon Degrelle in Exile by Jose Luis Jerez Raisco. Readers of The Burning Souls will already be familiar with Degrelle's life before and during the Second World War, his service on the Eastern Front, and his involuntary post-war exile in Franco's Spain. This new work tells the story of his life in exile in detail, replete with first-hand accounts from Spanish nationalists and friends of Degrelle. During his time in Spain, Degrelle did not wallow in sadness. Despite the atrocities inflicted upon him and his family by the victorious Allied powers, he stayed remarkably active in European nationalist politics and left a lasting impression on both his personal friends and those from around the European world who took inspiration from his tenacious idealism. Degrelle's enduring legacy in Spain is well deserved. Such a legacy also deserves to be spread to both sides of the Atlantic and beyond. Antelope Hill is proud to be the first to bring this unparalleled biography to the English reader. Get Leon Degrelle in Exile today at antelopehillpublishing.com.